17 Bucks County residents died in the September 11th attacks, and the Garden of Reflection is dedicated to all who died that day. Tonight, in an effort to practice social distancing, Monica Tierney, Director of Parks and Recreation in Lower Makefield, says they'll welcome visitors with a drive-through memorial experience.
We wanted to keep it as close to an experience that they would get in person as we could. But we wanted them to hear from clergy. This is a very traumatic time in our history, so it's very important that even right now with COVID, that they hear from the clergy and they hear from the family members and learn a little bit about the history. So, you know, they're going to have a great experience as they go through.
For some, the stories of those who lost loved ones may be the most important part of the event, like Ellen Saracini, whose husband Victor was a pilot of one of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center.
What the children are learning in a textbook is just, give me the facts, ma'am. You know, that's it. They don't understand the emotional component to it. They can't, and if you don't understand that emotional component, you can't be vested in it.
Judy Reese, who lost her 23-year-old son Josh in the attacks, said that holding the annual event is important, even though it has changed.
It's going to be different. Our lives are a little different now. Talking about just having the every year memorial, I'm of the Jewish faith. And in the Jewish faith, we take the day that someone passes every year to remember. Because our real feeling is, as long as you remember, they're still with you.
Visitors to the memorial event tonight will be able to listen to the ceremony on their car radios at 7 o'clock. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.